that I'd be doing this. And those 6 weeks, the title kept coming up, but the message changed probably 12 times. The verse stayed the same, but the message changed. And each time it changed something to me because I was doing the lesson and I was learning and I was doing the lesson and I was learning. And God said, hey, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something here. I'm going to show you something here. And then tonight, as I was sitting back there in the pew, the message changed a little bit more. The title of the message never changed, and it's always wake up. Wake up.
Yeah, that's good.
And the verse I'm going to use tonight is John 15:13. And if you've heard it a lot, it's been said a lot this week. The pastor even spoke about it last week when he brought all the military members up here. And I was serving in the military for close to 14 years. And the message tonight was going to be about military. I was going to tell you how the difference between the military and a Christian life would be.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray before us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for the ability to pray, and I thank you for the ability to speak, dear Lord.
Yeah.
Be with my mind and be with my heart. Yeah. Dear Lord, only allow me to say what you want me to say. Keep the foolishness out of my mind and out of my tongue.
Yeah,
dear Lord, what I say tonight, hopefully it will touch someone's heart, change their mind, and make them more like you. Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
The verse says, greater love hath no man that layeth greater love that hath no man than this, that a man layeth down his life for his friends. This was Jesus talking to his disciples, and he was about ready to die. My message is, wake up. As we stood here today, and we sat there and we looked at all this back here, singing, would you die for him?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you give your life for one of them?
Yeah, I would.
All right, so we're going to start small then. Because we already said we'd give it to him, but we're going to start small. In the military, when I walked in the door to sign up, I pledged. They put us on the plane, we flew to Texas. And they put us in bed. And that morning, Beth told me I couldn't do this, but I was going to bring a trash can, and they banged it. They woke us up.
Right.
They banged that can, and they woke you up. They woke you up. They screamed at you. They hollered at you. They broke you down. Once they broke you down, they took us down, and they fed us, and they started indoctrinating the United States Air Force in you. They shaved our heads. They put uniforms on us. It was all the same. They gave us all the same shot. And they gave us all the same manual.
Right.
We took that manual and we studied that manual. We learned from that manual. And it made us one unit.
Yeah.
One mind.
Yeah, that's good.
Made us one thought. We prepared for one thing. War.
Sure. That's good.
Be prepared for one thing, war. So my question tonight, are you awake? Have you been reading your Bible? Your manual? Have you been studying? I had to study to remember all that stuff that the military throwed at us.
Sure.
And then they took us upstairs after all that doctrine and all that stuff, and it went on for 6 weeks. And they gave us our clothes. And they said you had to fold them in 4-inch squares. And we'll get back to this verse in a minute. 4-inch squares. And while we fold them in 4-inch squares, they never told us why. They never said why you had to. Here's your underwear, put it in 4-inch square. Here's your socks. Put it in this thing. Here's your name on your uniform. It has to be a certain section. It has to be a certain height. It has to be a certain way. It had to be that way. It was uniform.
Right.
They taught us something that we had to do. Small.
Right.
The reason why they taught us something small is because they were preparing us something for big.
Right. That's good.
Something big. So I asked you, would you die for him? Well, I'm going to ask you this tonight then. Can you do something small for him? Can you get your head out of the world?
Yes.
Something small. Something easy. I mean, I'm not, you know, not every one of y'all could be called to die for him. If we get our head out of the world, we start reading our Bible. Start praying for him.
Yes.
Maybe they won't be the casualty. See, in the military, they told us when we went to war that there's a certain amount of casualty that you're going to have.
Sure.
You expect some people to die.
Right.
Which one of them are you going to give up?
Right.
Which casualty? Which casualty are we going to lose?
Yeah.
Are we going to... See, they're not going to... per se die. But when they turn 18, the pastor said 90% of them will leave.
Right.
Hmm. Is that a casualty?
Yes, it is.
So can we pray?
Yes.
Can we study our Bible?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So if we pray and we study our Bible, what are we doing for them? We're standing in the gap.
Yeah.
Can you wake up and stand in the gap?
Yeah, good.
The verse goes, greater love than hath no man than this, that a man layeth down his life for his friends. Are you willing to stop something?
That's good.
For him. See, can you miss a meal for him? Today you were here all day with him.
Yeah.
You missed your nap.
Yeah.
You missed your time to sit on the couch and stretch out. Can you miss 20 minutes to pray for him tomorrow?
Yeah. Think about that.
You know, there's Sunday school teachers in here. Can we miss 30 to 40 minutes a day studying for our lesson this next week? Somebody's got to stand in the gap.
Yeah. Amen.
Somebody's got to stand up.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to wake up. Because the casualties is precious.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, when I got trained, we were trained to... That's my buddy, and I'd go for him. My brother's back here, he's in the Air Force. We had a chair set beside each other, and we had our beds. And that was the only guy that you were allowed to talk to, kind of. And I still know his name, and I still know everything about him. Do you all know that about them?
Think about it.
Because that's our casualty list.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I have in my wallet still, I have two obituaries, papers, of two casualty men, young men that I taught. That fell on them. So my casualty list has grown, too.
Sure.
And it hurts. Do you want to be hurt?
No, sir.
Are you praying? Are you reading your Bible? It's going to be said over and over. Because the military said, there's in the manual. You need to know it.
Yes, amen. Yes, amen.
And they give us tests on it.
Yeah.
Has a little kid come up to you here lately and asked you what this verse means? Huh. Maybe they don't think you know it.
That's a good thought.
So I'm going to ask you again tonight. Wake up. You're too precious to lose.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Very good. Did you get it?
Yeah.
You did the first thing they had to do after they enlisted was wake up. You can't do the rest until you wake up. You thought that, did you? The first thing you got to do is wake up. Did you catch it?
Yeah.
Did you get it? Are you ready? Let's stand again. This lady, Cheryl, this lady just says I am. Pardon? That's fine. All the young guys over on this side, the young people, all the young ladies over on this side.
Yeah.
Let's wake up and help our kids. Hey, maybe we help one another along the way. What do you think? Everything all right?
Yeah.
The first thing we got to do is wake up.
Thank you.
to wake up. Waking the righteous and fear not, son, not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your tank. We can go through several scriptures about waking up, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
We need to wake up, all right? Everybody just stay standing, turn that decision off. We're going to have a big meeting. All right, everybody, listen carefully. Appreciate Brother Rick. Everybody,
yes.
Brother Rick.